Well, the major concern among countries that neighbor Afghanistan and regional countries is that with the withdrawal of the American and NATO forces, there's going to be some kind of a security vacuum that will be left behind by international forces. And because the conflict is still going on, this will encourage terrorist groups like affiliates of the Islamic State who are operating in the country and carrying out regular attacks. So the fear is that that security vacuum will allow them to strengthen their positions, create more bases, and ultimately target launch attacks against their respective targets in neighboring countries. And that is why we see that apparently a collective effort is in play by all the regional countries led by China, Russia, Pakistan, and Iran to really press these warring sides in Afghanistan, the Taliban, and the Afghan government to get back to the negotiating table and work out some kind of a peace arrangement so that the country does not descend again into a full-fledged civil war.
Has there been any reaction, whether within Afghanistan or throughout the region, about General Austin Scott Miller relinquishing control to the forces in Afghanistan to U.S. Central Commander Chief General Frank McKenzie on Monday, which, you know, for the most part, symbolically ends the troop pullout?
Just as we are talking, we see some Afghan diplomats are really upset at whatever is happening or has been happening over the last few days with the United States announcing that most of the troops have already left Afghanistan. And now with this symbolic ceremony, you know, it was basically marking the end of this long U.S. mission, has added really more fears among Afghans, especially the government in Afghanistan, that they will be now on their own as far as fighting the Taliban on the ground and using their own air force capabilities. And we just saw that the ambassador of Kabul in India has just tweeted and accused U.S. Special Envoy for Afghanistan, Zalmay Khalilzad, of really tilting the balance through his activities or policies that he has been conducting in favor of the Taliban. So that will tell you how angry and upset Afghan officials are at the way things are happening in Afghanistan. But we know that President Biden has clearly stated that the mission in Afghanistan was to bring Al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden to justice, and that that mission has been achieved, and there was no nation-building commitment. So that's why this mission has to end, and it is obviously now almost it has ended.
Ayaz, over the weekend, the Taliban made the claim that they control 85% or more of the country. Now, that is a claim that is disputed by the Afghan government. But according to some reporting, it does appear as if the Taliban does control a little over 200 of the some 400 plus districts. So what can you tell us about the lens in which to view these information and data with?
Well, if you go by the reports and Taliban claims, obviously it's like nearly half of the 407 districts of Afghanistan are now under the Taliban control. And if you look at the reported estimates, most of the Afghan population is actually located in these districts. And why is it so? Because Helmand province in the south of the country is the largest in size of all the provinces. And almost 95% of that province is controlled by the Taliban. And similarly, other large provinces in the south are where Taliban control most of the districts.
In terms of the types of territory that they control, it's my understanding that they also control some swaths of border area that are now outside the purview of the Afghan government.
That's a very significant blow that they have dealt to the Afghan government, that they now control all the trade routes or border crossings with Turkmenistan, Iran, Tajikistan, and even China. There's a small border town on the Chinese border. The only border areas which they have not fully controlled or not controlling currently, are those with border Pakistan, all the provinces that border Pakistan. It means that if they're controlling in and out in with Central Asian states, with Iran, that means all the revenues that Afghanistan is collecting through trade with these countries are now basically controlled by the Taliban. So it's a blow financially, and obviously it's a serious demoralizing factor for the Afghan security forces, and that is why it has prompted the regional countries to really engage the Taliban in discussion so that to make sure that the fighting that the Taliban are conducting in border areas does not spill over and create instability in these neighboring countries.